And speaking of country stuff, right?
Right.
We gotta go to my man in the country of Houston.
Yeah.
Right? It's on the right. Fifth Houston, I should say.
Uh-oh.
Right? What up, Chris?
The country. This Fifth Ward, man. Ain't no country around here. What are you talking about?
I'm sorry, Bushwick, Bill. I'm sorry.
Well,
I'm sorry, Bushwick. Okay. What's up, dude?
I'm taller than Bushwick Bill, but yeah. So, but that's all. It's all good.
Yo, man, what's going on in down home in Houston land, homie?
I like that song. That the bump music was good. That's classic stuff right there. So
I was trying to tell Kevin that, man. He don't get that, man.
Michael Bublé or whatever. Whatever. Come on, man.
Right. Michael Bublé. But what's happening with Houston?
Well, the Rockets finally getting healthy. They won two in a row after the defense went south for about a week and they lost, went on a losing streak. They're just up and down right now. They won five in a row, lost four in a row, another one, two in a row. They're healthy. And they got one of their veteran big men, well, the veteran big man back in Nene last night to seem to help shore up some of the problems on offense and defense because they're playing their rookies too many minutes because Chris Paul and Gerald Green, the veterans, are banged up. And those young guys aren't used to those minutes and not used to being counted on game in, game out. So that's one of their problems.
Exactly. Okay. Now,
Houston round ball, how's the SWAC is starting? I know SWAC football just ended their championship last night with Alcorn State defeating Southern.
Yeah, that was a good game.
That was a good game. Now, they have that for basketball as well, the SWAC tournament. Is that
right. SWAC tournament is no longer, well, last few years it was in Houston, but it'll be back in Birmingham in March. But people down here talk about the success of Texas Southern. They lost last night at Arizona State by, I think, 12, but they've played well, surprising some folks, beating Oregon in Oregon on Monday.
They beat Oregon,
Beat Baylor to start the season off. So they have two wins over some Power Five schools, and their other losses. You know, it's the same thing under this coach Johnny Jones that was under the previous coach Mike Davis. It's a brutal non-conference schedule. They play most of their games on the road. They only had two home games so far this season: one in November and one this month before they start conference play in January. But Coach Jones seems to have people on campus enthused. They had a good turnout for the home game on Thursday. And he got a 7'2" transfer from Auburn, Trayvon Reed, who was a player of the week after their win over Oregon. He had the chance to go to the league. He tossed a name out there last offseason to get the NBA guys to look at him, you know, tell him what he needs to work on and stuff like that. But he's 7'2". He's real tall and lanky. But but he has some skills. He can dunk. And he can block some shots as long as he stays on the floor instead of going for those pump fakes.
Well, and I noticed that, Chris, that teams like Texas Southern, here we have University of Buffalo, which is Division One, but they always were playing like a Division Two team. But now they're number 21 in the country this year. it seems like the talent is being spread around. What do you think? How kids don't mind going to different schools? They don't all want to go to the big-time schools?
They don't want to go to Duke, thank God.
Yeah, more and more kids are going where the scholarship is. You know, because if you have talent, NBA people will find you.
That's true.
And, you know, the more AAU programs, there's more opportunities for you to be seen. You just got to go to the right place, right spot that's for you and not deal with people who are just, you know, in it for themselves. There's plenty of good coaches out there on different levels. And if you got talent, you'll be found.
Now, Chris, hold up. Now, Joe, you on the line, Joe? Hey, Pam, Joe on the line? Joe.
Yeah,
I was going to ask you a quick question about University of Minnesota. How are you guys doing out there basketball-wise?
They got a pretty decent squad. They've been doing all right. The problem is Big Ten, in my opinion, is as good as it's been in the last 10 years this year. Mm. It's super competitive.
Okay.
Minnesota, you know, if they can be even in the middle of the pack, they'll have a good season. Because there are that many good teams in the Big Ten, starting with Michigan, which everybody needs to watch out.
Now, didn't Michigan just beat somebody the other day?
Look, Michigan, no. Michigan,
North Carolina.
North Carolina.
They beat Villanova. No, they beat Villanova by 20 at Villanova.
Whoa. That's a lot, dude, at Villanova.
Michigan's serious.
Yeah, they were tough the last couple of years.
So they had a mission this year.
Yeah, that coach came by the Canisius. He was at Canisius College for
Oh, really?
Yeah,
he was, George.
John Beilein.
John Beilein. He's a good coach.
Real good coach. Yeah. Kids play for him.
And he cares about the kids.
And they play
good. And they play good D.
Everybody's grandfather.
So in other words, Joe and Chris, we might see Michigan in the Final Four.
Well, hold up now. I don't know about all that now.
No, they were there last year.
Right, and Houston still hasn't forgotten about Michigan win on the buzzer beater last year in the tournament.
Exactly. Okay. All right, gentlemen.
That's a lot of good teams. I mean, Gonzaga just beat Duke.
Yeah, man, as long as, listen,
Gonzaga's always around.
Right, Chris, as long as you're going to know me. As long as Duke don't win, I don't care.
Hey.
I don't care, Joe. I don't care, Joseph, yes.
No, are you aware of the kid that Gonzaga, the Afro-Japanese young man?
Nah, man.
6'8"? Yeah, Rue Hakamura.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hakamura, he's just learning English. When he came over here, man, he hardly had a word of English.
But he got to learn.
He's an Afro-Japanese. He's 6'8".
Ooh.
For Gonzaga.
And he'll be in the league too, for sure.
Do they have Afro?
Mm-hmm.
He got a little Afro.
Yeah.
I've seen that kid play. He can ball.
Yeah.
I've seen him play.
And you see so many diverse ball players come from all over the world.
All over the world. That's what I like, Chris and Joe. They come from all over the world.
This guy was born and raised in Japan.
Right? I love it.
Wow. And on a quick baseball note, we had the Mets make a
big
deal. Robinson Cano coming back to the city.
Forget about the Mets for a second.
Okay.
The Knicks won a basketball game, y'all. We beat the Bucks.
The Knicks are six and ten
or something. I'm so happy.
They're coming on.
The Knicks look pretty good.
Chris, I'm happy, Chris.
And they upset the Greek Freak.
They beat the Bucks yesterday by look one or two or something.
Yeah, overtime.
But they upset Mario Hezonja upset Giannis. Right. You saw that, right? The step over you.
He stepped over. This is what I'm trying to tell you. The Knicks is back in the building, yo.
They don't need KD, though. I am so happy.
Pam, thanks for keeping Kevin on hold so he can't say nothing. Thank you. Because he can't come back at it, brother. He can just listen. Your ass will have to listen to me now.
That's pretty good, though. The Knicks have a good coach, too.
Yeah, well, Fizz is the man.
Yeah,
they like Fizz. Yeah. And
I got one thing to say.
Yes. Come on, say it.
I'm lucky I got a voice because my boys won a barn burner 20-18 yesterday. Highland Park.
Okay.
My grandson, they had 10 points. My grandson had 10 of them. And he scored the last two with 1:26 to go in the game. He scored the last two.
He can really play, though, for real. I watched Joe's grandson. Mm-hmm. He can ball.
He's 9 years old.
Now, he ain't much on D yet, but on the O side of the ball.
He loves that game.
Yo, he can put it in, man, and he got a jumper.
Yeah.
I'm like, look,
yeah.
Uncle
he's
Joe.
He's going to the hoop lately. What we're we working on, because the team is a terrible team. I'm just looking at these. No, really. Half the kids I got this year, I just don't have the talent. So I'm working on him about attitude and just being a leader and being positive.
Oh, man, that is so cool, man.
That's what needs to happen, definitely.
Yeah, man.
You got to get that leadership. That's a good way to look at these kids at an early age.
Exactly. You do that. But Chris.
Well, he's playing travel ball next year. This is last year not playing travel ball because the competition is such. He's dominating where he is.
Well,
he's got to have tougher competition.
Chris, one last question for you, Chris.
Because I got to go to John from Greece.
Did the Bob McNair passing, how did that affect the city overall last week?
Oh, the city's in mourning. I didn't care one way or the other, but, you know, city's in
Why
mourning.
Why was they mourning for this guy? I don't get it.
He brought back the NFL to Houston.
Because he was rich.
Back. Yeah,
but he was also a racist.
Yeah, definitely.
He's a rich racist. Okay, I got it.